Peanuts. That'll be two bits of burger money, please.
Persecuted by the Shah of Iran, the King of Iran, because he has created a new religion, and he fled away from Iran and came to Haifa. This is where he started again and built a temple. And he buried in a town called Acre or Acre. Now, this religion went out of the United States of America. Do you know that they have two temples now in America, one in Chicago and another one in Dallas? Chicago, and I think more Americans are Baha'i than the Iranians or the, any other people.
This is the world capital.
It is the center, yes. But let me tell you something, in Haifa, we don't have, do you know how many Baha'i in Haifa? I think the Baha'is who are living here, they're not more than 50. Mm-hmm. But in America, I mean, there are many.
I wonder why.
The revelation of the founder of this religion, Baha'u'llah Abbas. A person could be a Jew and Baha'i, could be a Christian and Baha'i, could be a Muslim and Baha'i. You see, they don't mind if you stay in your religion, but you have to accept the religion.
I'm going to take my chance with somebody else. Mm-hmm. I'll take my chance with somebody else.
With me?
No.
This was about to go, and let's walk for a few minutes in the garden of the Baha'i and take pictures as much as you want and then make it accessible. The Emperor of Germany came to Haifa and he opened the railway station officially. So here is the railway or the railroad station of Haifa. Could be a Jew and Baha'i, could be a Christian and Baha'i, could be a Muslim and Baha'i. You see, they don't mind if you stay in your religion, but you have to accept the religion.